Let us enter today's meditation that takes the cultivation of our sense of presence one step further. It is called the mountain meditation, and it is an adaptation of the mountain meditation by Jon Kabat-Zinn, combined with some emphasis of my own. The process is both simple and beautiful. We meditate on the image of a mountain, identify with it until we become one with it. But hey, why a mountain and not a panda bear? Historically, mountains are known as sacred places. People have sought in them spiritual guidance, have considered them mother, father, protector, ally, guardian. They have been depicted as the dwelling place of the gods. For example, in the case of Mount Olympus and also Mount Sinai, their nature is elemental, rock hard. And so they represent immovability, an extension of our core being. Of all natural elements, mountains reflect to us the most what it truly means when we take our seat for meditation. In fact, if you think about it, when we sit cross-legged and our back is erect, we actually resemble a mountain. But of course, you can sit in any comfortable position. Don't worry. The position is an inward position. The principle is simple: becoming like a mountain through two methods. One, we hold an image of a mountain and let the image merge with our sitting body. And two, as much as possible, we sit in an immovable position. So first, it's the inner image that is the source of power here. Choose a mountain whose form speaks personally to you. And through it, you can contact the universal quality of mountainness beyond any particular shape or form. During the guided meditation, and this is the second point, it is recommended to sit in an immovable position. This is not a rigid posture. It does mean resisting the temptation to constantly scratch and change position. But when we relax into it, we realize that the body can sit like that for hours. It is natural and easy. What seems to need to move is our thought, not the body. So by sitting immovably, we use our body as a reminder of the unchanging part in us, the center which is stable and immovable. So now, let's start. So of course, close your eyes. Sit with your back straight. Allow your body to be gently held on your shoulders. And keep your shoulders relaxed. Place your hands on your knees. if you make sure that you sit in a comfortable position, this will allow you not to move and constantly change your position. As much as possible, allow only two types of movement, breathing and swallowing. But even this can be gentle and conscious. Realize that being a mountain is not a rigid state. So feel how you can remain in this position softly and effortlessly. Feel the contrast between the thoughts that still may run around you and your own core choice of this immovable position. Just relax into this physical immovability and let this physical stillness influence your mental stillness. Just as the body follows the mind sometimes, so the mind follows the body. So as you allow the body to be still, feel the sense of dignity, resolve, and completeness. Being whole in this very moment. Your posture reflects this sense of wholeness. Bring your attention to the surface beneath you and the support it provides. Root your body into the strength of the surface and become aware of your connection to it. So start with attention to the flow of breathing without attempting to alter it. And now picture the most beautiful mountain that you know or can imagine just before your mind's eye. Hold the image. Let it come into greater focus. Observe the shape of the mountain and its points of contact with the earth and the sky. Notice how massive it is. How solid. How unmoving. Notice how its base is rooted in the earth's crust. Perhaps your mountain has snow on its peak and trees on the lower slopes. one peak or a series of peaks or a high plateau. Just sit and breathe with the image of the mountain and notice its qualities. So slowly bring the mountain into your own body. So the image and your body become one. You share the massiveness and the stillness of the mountain. You become the mountain. Rooted in this sitting posture, your head is like a lofty peak. Your shoulders and arms, the size of the mountain. Your legs and feet are the solid base. And with each breath, you become more a breathing mountain, unwavering in your stillness, a centered, rooted, unmoving presence. Experience the uplift, the elevated quality of being a mountain, deep in your own spine and pelvis. And as this mountain, begin to experience the perspective of a mountain as the sun travels across the sky above you and night follows day and day follows night. So many changes of light and shade take place. And through it all, the mountain just sits, experiencing change at each moment, constantly changing, yet always being itself. It remains still, as the seasons flow into one another, and the weather changes moment by moment. Calmness abiding all changes. When there is summer, there is no snow, perhaps except for the very peaks. And in the winter, there is a blanket of snow and ice covering it. Sometimes it may be shrouded in clouds or fog. And people may come by to behold it. Or it may not be such a good day to see the mountain. None of this matters to the mountain. It remains its essential self. Clouds may come and go. The mountain's magnificence doesn't change. It just sits, being itself. At times, there are violent storms, snow, rain. But through it all, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by the weather, by what happens on the surface, by the world of appearances. In the same way you embody now this unwavering stillness, and you can embody it in the face of any changes over hours, over days, over years. You constantly experience changes of mind and body and the outer world. And you have your own periods of light and darkness. You experience storms of various intensities. You endure periods of pain and moments of joy. Realize that as a mountain, you can also add inside you a sort of an inner smile of knowing, like a soft Buddha smile. The smile of knowing that whatever happens, there is this unchangeable, unaffected center in you. All the emotional storms you experience are very much like the weather in the mountain. There is no need to take them personally. And you can also notice how, as the mountain, your thoughts feel external, more like birds flying around your mountain form. Just sit in this majestic silence. Notice the changes in neutrality. So finally, from this mountain-like state, start reanimating your body. Breathe the presence of the mountain into the body and prepare yourself for the first movement. Gently shake your head a bit from side to side. Then allow the shoulders to move very softly. And then move the hands, pelvis, and knees. Let the life force reach the feet. And slowly and gently come out of the meditation. And open your eyes. Wonderful. So now you might think, is he expecting me to sit motionlessly like a mountain throughout the day? Of course not. What I certainly recommend is to hold the image and feeling of the mountain wherever you can remember. Bring it up in front of your mind's eye and feel how this presence is affecting your own presence. How it instantly reminds you of your own mountain-like innermost part. Remember to do this at times of emotional distress, tension, or challenge. How do you respond to the situation from this mountain-like state? That's your real-life meditation for today.